You like put the earphones on, you can hear the program.
Well, that's right. You can't hear the other party.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And ordinarily on Wednesday evening, we do open lines, but this evening, hopefully, we're going to have a special guest. It's a convenient time for her. So I'm going to ask my producer to call the scheduled program, the scheduled guest for this evening. And Julia Shopik has written a book called Honest Medicine. And she wrote this certainly because she had some personal experience trying to get medical care and had difficulty getting certainly things that would help her. And so as a result, why she became interested and began studying medicine. And she's written a book about four various treatments that really are very helpful for people and are not well recognized by conventional medicine. So hopefully we're going to be able to get Julia on the line and talk about her book, Honest Medicine. But one of the medications is something for chronic fatigue. And of course, chronic fatigue is a terribly disabling disease. But we have literally millions of people who have this. Certainly, when I was practicing medicine in the early years, we never even heard of chronic fatigue syndrome, but it's becoming increasingly obvious. And we have at least several million people with chronic fatigue and another million with chronic fibromyalgia. And this whole system of diseases tying into Gulf War illness, we're literally probably between 5 and 10 million Americans are suddenly afflicted with this terrible, terrible disease. Well, we are having a little difficulty getting Julia, but let me go into a little of the background of these diseases, because of course they all involve chronic infection or chronic toxic effects that has damaged the mitochondria of our every cell has mitochondria in it. They have to, like the little batteries. The mitochondria are the batteries that certainly energize your cells. And of course, if the mitochondria aren't working, you're going to be chronically disabled. Your brain is not going to work right. Your muscles are not going to work right. And basically, of course, there's certain things that can be done for that. And one of the things, of course, is to detoxify people. And you do that by trying to get rid of the aluminum and the mercury and the fluoride and the cadmium and the other metals that are poisoning the population. You can do that with rectal suppositories of EDTA. And then many people will have chronic infections as well. And basically those chronic infections can be extremely disabling. But right now, of course, we're waiting. Hopefully, we're going to be able to get this disease. It's going to be trying to get our special guest, Julia Shopik, who's going to be talking to you about Honest Medicine. But one of the things she has suggested is something called naltrexone. And naltrexone is an interesting medication. It was originally designed for an entirely different purpose, but it was found in very, very low dose to have an effect upon chronic fatigue. And basically, of course, it seems to energize the cells. And the people who take this certainly will, many of them people, I can tell you, my granddaughter takes this, this naltrexone, and it has really helped her tremendously. But most doctors have never even heard of this. Fortunately, the doctor I go to has heard of it. He actually prescribes it for his patients with chronic fatigue, chronic fibromyalgia. But naltrexone and certainly a number of other medications are vitally important to help helping people with chronic fatigue, and yet the average patient is unable to get these because, of course, if the doctor's never heard of it, he's not going to prescribe it. And so what Julie has tried to do with her book is to actually give people information so they can get to their doctor and inform them, because basically organized medicine certainly does not recognize this. This is not something that's ordinarily talked about, certainly at regular medical meetings. It's not being pushed by the drug representatives. And as a result, the physicians doesn't understand. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment, hopefully with our guest. Otherwise, it'll be open lines, and you can call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There's never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom, all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Divinity, and our guest this evening is Julie Shopik and her book, Honest Medicine. Julie, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, Dr. Stan, I'm delighted to be with you again. It's wonderful.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about how it was that you got involved in beginning to research medicine and some of the treatments which really have helped people, which are not generally accepted or utilized.
You know, Dr. Stan, I was kind of forced into this role because I think I may have told you that my dad was a doctor, and he told me not to get involved with the medical system. He says, you know, he said terrible things. He was a doctor, and he said, oh, my goodness, it's corrupt and all of that. But, you know, in 1990, my husband was diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor. And for the first few years, I did like most of us do, you know, just got terrified and didn't do any research. And, you know, it was awful. And my husband survived anyway. And then about 3 years down the road, I said, oh, my God, he began to suffer every complication, every side effect one could suffer from the treatment for the brain tumor. He had had surgery, chemo, and radiation, and especially the radiation wreaked havoc on him. And he began to have a stroke. You know, he was only 40 years old, and he had a radiation-caused stroke. He had a ton of seizures. He had hydrocephalus, which is water on the brain, and then that led to having a shunt. It was a mess. And I said to myself, you better start researching, because otherwise you're going to lose him. That's all there is to it. The doctors had predicted I would lose him in 3 years, and I didn't lose him in 3 years. And I said, you know, I think I want to keep this man around. So I began to do a lot of research and came up with treatments. He survived for another 12 years. He survived for 15 years in all.
Well, now, basically, what was the treatment that you found that was helpful for him?
Well, there were loads of them, and, you know, a lot of them were nutrition. But the one that that really started me on my path, you know, to writing my book, to writing Honest Medicine, was after Tim was 10 years down the road from his first diagnosis in 1990. So this is 2001. He had another tumor, and he was operated on for that tumor, and the suture line would not heal. He had had so many problems, as I described earlier, you know, the complications, that his skin was so fragile, and it just, the doctors did all that they knew how to do, which is one thing, surgery. Surgery to try to find two pieces of skin that would hold together. And I'm laughing, but it's kind of an ironic laugh, because it was horrible. I mean, he got worse and worse and worse. They did 8 extra surgeries just trying to make these two pieces of skin heal. Didn't work. And finally, through an integrative, holistic doctor that I knew through my business, through my PR business, public relations business, I found out about a treatment called Silverlon, S-I-L-V-E-R-L-O-N, because it was pieces of material impregnated with silver ions that had been FDA approved for all non-healing wounds. And I got permission. I don't know how I did it, to be honest with you, Dr. Stan, because doctors and hospitals do not like you to bring in, as I'm sure you know, any treatments that they don't know about. And I was allowed to do it. I brought the Silverlon in, put it on Tim's head, and he started to heal literally overnight. This man whose skin had been opening up after every surgery, you know, the extra surgeries they did, started to heal. And what I found out then was what turned me into a patient advocate for other people. And that was, I learned that the doctors were not happy that this had worked. You know, something that they did not know about had worked when what they had done, what they knew about, did not work. And one doctor actually came up to me and he told me this. He told me in his own words, he said, I don't think it was what you found, with the accent on you, that healed your husband's skin. And I said, well, doctor, what do you think it was? And he said the words that ring in my head today and forever will. He said, well, I think it was the vancomycin. That's the IV antibiotic that Tim had been on for 6 weeks. And I said, but he's been on vancomycin for 6 weeks. And the doctor says, these are the words, vancomycin is like that. It kicks in. And that made me know that there is something terrible going on, just like my dad had said, something awful going on with the medical system, that they are not curious about treatments that really, really could help. You know, even if they had hated my husband, which they didn't. I mean, he was a delightful human being. Even if they had not liked him or had not liked me, not to want to notice something that might help other patients, to me, was almost sinful.
Well, as a physician, Julia, I think I can tell you that most physicians pretty want to help the patients. But basically, you have a feeling that you have all this knowledge. You go to meetings regularly. You read magazines regularly. You talk to the detail people sent by the pharmaceutical industry. And you really think that you have the information. You do not have time to do a lot of independent research, not if you're in a busy practice. And so basically, when you find something that doesn't doesn't work. Why? Of course, and especially if a patient would come up with something like that, suddenly the doctors, it's almost as if it's an attack on their integrity. And it's not that they certainly shouldn't be interested. Why did this work? And certainly, could I use it to help other people? But it's simply because you succeeded and they failed. And doctors have an ego problem. And you have an ego when you're practicing medicine. And I understand how they feel, but that doesn't excuse it, because we know that silver many times will help wounds to heal. And it sounds like this is a very, very good product, which is more than simply applying silver to the wound, but these impregnated fibers. Go ahead.
You know, you bring up a very, very good point, Dr. Stan, and that is that they, you know, I think they are a bit threatened. I think you were alluding to that when, you know, a patient finds something. But, you know, I know that doctors have tender egos. Not only was my father a doctor, but my brother is a doctor, and, you know, several friends have been doctors. My niece is a doctor. So I particularly tried to be very non-threatening, you know, very much like, oh, isn't this wonderful? We can help lots of people. And that was why it was so upsetting to me, because I wasn't trying to be threatening. You know, I mean, if you have I'm sure you know this, Dr. Stan, as a doctor, that this is a common problem with brain tumors, especially if the person has had radiation to the brain earlier, before a surgery, you know, from a previous tumor, and you have very fragile skin. So this is a very common problem, and they don't like to admit it, but it is. You know, I mean, I was on the brain tumor boards for many years when Tim was ill, and everybody, you know, not everybody, but there were loads of complaints about non-healing head wounds, you know. So I see why, but to me, we all have to work together, because healing is such a difficult thing, you know?
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with that at all. And basically, that's why we've had you on and several times, and we'll have you on again, talking about your book, Honest Medicine, because I think we need to get this information out, and we need to get the parents and the patients involved, understanding about these issues, and hopefully they can educate their doctors.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? You know, the doctor who introduced me to the Silver Lawn, Dr. Carlos Reynes, is now my doctor. And what I love about him is that he will do things, you know, that work collaboratively. He'll say, look, I found this treatment for you. Why don't you go look it up? Or if I bring in information, he says, oh, how interesting. Let me read it. This makes a good relationship. And I'm hoping that more and more doctors will become collaborative. You know, that's the ideal.
All right. Well, why don't you tell our listeners about the various treatments that you found that certainly are not widely accepted, but really have been very, very effective in helping people?
You know, the irony, I don't know if I've told you this, Dr. Stan, but I, you know, as soon as this was, I knew that, of course, for the next 3.5 years, my husband, thanks to, you know, the extra surgeries that I told you about, was very, very ill. He ended up being paralyzed, where he had not been before the second brain tumor surgery. He was almost paralyzed. He was very, very, very ill. He was incontinent. He was bedbound. He spent his last 3.5 years in bed, you know, with me. So I knew that I wouldn't be able to start patient education, you know, working to educate people and to write my book. I knew I had a book in me. Ironically, all the treatments, I wanted to write about other treatments that doctors probably didn't know about. And I set the bar very, very high. They had to be treatments that had been around for at least 30 years. They also had to be treatments that had actually worked, had helped thousands and thousands of patients. I didn't want the treatments to be anecdotal at all, you know, that they worked on one or two people and way, yay, yay. No, I wanted them to have worked on thousands and thousands of people. I wanted them to have patients who were so happy that they had worked, that they were patient advocates, and I wanted them to have doctors. These treatments had to have doctors who also were passionate about them, and they had to be, this is two other things, they had to be inexpensive, because as you know, when people are desperate, you know, and they're very ill, they will spend tons of money. And there are people out there who are willing to make people spend tons of money. So they had to be inexpensive, and they had to be non-toxic and with very few side effects. And I had learned about all of these treatments during my time with Tim and didn't know they all fit into this one category.
Well, our guest is Judy Schopik. Her book is Honest Medicine. We'll be telling you later how to read it or how to get the book. I've read the book. I agree with the basic concepts that she puts forward. And actually, I learned a certain amount from this book. Fortunately, I'm not practicing anymore with Obamacare coming. As the Affordable Care Act, I really wouldn't want to be practicing medicine. But unfortunately, why? Because these things are there, but they're little understood. I think you'll enjoy what Julie has to say about Honest Medicine and other treatments which can help you and your family.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Julia is explaining to us how the background of naltrexone was found. And basically, there was a doctor who was actually working for,
New York, yes.
And basically, he was working with drug addicts. I worked for the city, worked within their system, medical system. And of course, he found out that there was a medication that was approved in the 1980s called naltrexone, and it was to be given to drug addicts, and if they took it, why, of course, they wouldn't be able to take other drugs. In other words, they wouldn't get high on it. But he noticed that this made the people very, very nervous. So he independently started trying to give them very low doses, and ordinarily this would be given 50 milligrams. He found out that at 3 milligram dosage, why it seemed to work very effectively, but it not only seemed to work effectively with drug addicts, it seemed to help people who had chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. But you pick up the story there, Julia.
And this is the amazing thing. He gave it to his daughter's friend, Chris Lombardi, for multiple sclerosis, and lo and behold, it stopped the progression of her MS. And then, you know, Dr. Stan, this was before the age of the internet. So all we had was the telephone and paper and pencil, and word started spreading because, as you said, people came to him with Crohn's disease, with fibromyalgia, with chronic fatigue, with also lupus. I mean, there are like 170 autoimmune diseases or immune disease dysfunction, even Parkinson's. And people came to him, and they got the low-dose naltrexone. He then later went up to 4.5, but several people still were taking it at 3. And all of these diseases, not every single case, but many, many, many cases of many, many autoimmune diseases and other diseases of immune system dysfunction. Either, this is interesting, Dr. Stan, some of them just would stop the progression. Some actually had complete turnarounds. I'm writing another book now. I'm in the process of it where I'm talking about, you know, I'm having lots of individual stories, true patient accounts of using low-dose naltrexone for these other conditions. And the woman with lupus, she also had myasthenia gravis. And both of those conditions, she's now totally turned around. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. People with Crohn's have had normal scans, you know, normal colonoscopies after taking low-dose naltrexone for a long time. So it's quite unusual, quite amazing. And what's really amazing is whenever I'm on the radio, I get letters, I get emails, Julia@honestmedicine.com, help me find out, help me get low-dose naltrexone to the point where I am now conducting teleseminars on how to convince your doctor to prescribe LDN for you. And I'm also doing individual coaching because people want their own doctors to follow them. You know, we do have lists of doctors who will prescribe low-dose naltrexone, but most people would like to have their own doctor. If the doctor wouldn't prescribe it, at least they want to educate the doctor about it. So I prepared materials, you know, that would be more likely to convince the doctor than if I tell them, don't bring scads of handouts from the internet that you know, make it a very wonderful, cogent presentation. And I give them materials, and hopefully more and more doctors are going to be prescribing it. I'm trying to teach people how to, you know, how to present the information, because it's quite, you know, it's also, you know, how expensive the treatments are that doctors are prescribing, expensive and toxic, that doctors are prescribing for diseases like multiple sclerosis. One drug is $5,200 a month per patient. I mean, that's startling to me, especially with all these problems, you know, with the cost of healthcare. And this wonderful pill, this capsule, can be as low and even lower than $1 a day. And so this is quite incredible. And more people, every time I'm on the air, this is the treatment that they write about. And I've written about 4 in Honest Medicine. But this one actually has the most applicability to more people. So that's probably why I get more questions about it. You know, how do I get it? How do I convince my doctor?
Well, but you didn't mention chronic fatigue or certainly fibromyalgia, because certainly this seems to have helped many people with these afflictions, don't they?
Oh, you know something? You mentioned fibromyalgia. Did you know that there have been studies, one at Stanford, shows that it absolutely lowers the pain of fibromyalgia. Studies at University of California, San Francisco for multiple sclerosis, and studies at Penn State for Crohn's disease. And you're absolutely right. One of the chapters in my book, in the new book, is the new Honest Medicine book, is a person who has chronic fatigue. And she ends her chapter by saying, and now I go dancing.
So. Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley. Most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Judy was simply talking about another one of the treatments that she had discovered that was very effective. In fact, back in the 1920s, before we had a lot of medications for epilepsy, why suddenly the standard treatment at Mayo Clinic and many other major facilities across the country was basically had to do with the treatment of intractable epilepsy with a ketogenic diet. And then along came the medications, and as a result of that, we got away from the ketogenic diet. But there's certain people, certain children, will have consistent epilepsy, and the medications don't help them. Well, basically, you can go back to this ketogenic diet, which worked in the early 1900s, and it'll work today. And of course, the whole thing was really discovered by a fellow named Jim Abrams, who's a motion picture producer, whose son had intractable epilepsy. And you picked the story up from there, Julia.
It's a wonderful wonderful story because, Jim, I tell this story because it almost makes me cry. You know, here was a man who was very successful. I mean, he had the world by his tail, and then flop. You know, he said our house was filled with tears, you know, as this baby was just seizing, was just having a seizure after seizure. And Jim would go to the doctors. He trusted the doctors. And before he knew it, his little Charlie was on four medications at once. And there's a, if you get go to my book, To Honest Medicine, there is a link to a video of little Charlie with a harness on his back, you know, walking. And he was out by the now 1 year old. And he literally was walking into walls. And Jim one day, I mean, it just wasn't getting better. And Jim went to the library one day, and he admits, I didn't go to the library to find a treatment that would help Charlie. I went to the library to find out how our family was going to deal with a little baby who never was going to get better. But that's what the doctors were telling us. They were saying, you know, all we can do is drugs or maybe a, you know, they wanted to do an operation on his brain. And what did Jim find? He found out about the ketogenic diet. As you said and as I said, a diet that had been around since the 1920s. And Jim actually printed out, he found, you know, copies of studies that had been done 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, every decade up through the 1990s when he was in the library. And he brought them to those doctors and he said, I want to try this diet. It's a very high fat, low carb, low protein diet that is found to mimic fasting and is found to be very effective, 67% effective, according to these studies. And you know, the doctor said, no, you don't want to try it. He says it won't. They said it won't work. All the doctors said that to him. And Jim said to me, to my everlasting shame, I listened to them and I let them operate on my baby's brain. And after the surgery, the seizures started again, and Jim said, enough. And he took the baby, he and his wife Nancy took little Charlie to Johns Hopkins, they put him on the diet, and 48 hours later, the seizures stopped, never to return again. And Jim was over the moon with excitement, and then he got mad. He said, why did it take me this long to get the diet? Why did the doctors discourage me? What is going on here? And luckily for him, he had friends in high places, and Meryl Streep came and did. He decided, I'm going to have an educational video, you know, that tells parents about the diet that I will send to people free of charge, and because he could afford to do this. And Meryl Streep offered to narrate the thing. And if you go to charliefoundation.org, Charlie being spelled C-H-A-R-L-I-E foundation.org, you will see that video of Meryl Streep talking about the diet. And from that came an appearance on, or the story was featured on Dateline NBC, because one of the people who was doing the video with Meryl Streep was also working for Dateline NBC. It's a whole series of wonderful coincidences. Dr. Bernie Siegel would call them God incidences of things happening. And the story was told about Jim and little Charlie, you know, and the diet on Dateline NBC. And then that's when everything started to happen, because he got just boxes of letters from parents. I need to get this diet, and for my baby, for my child, for my teenager. And Jim decided to start the Charlie Foundation. And the idea of it was that he was going to hire a dietitian, and her job was going to be to go around the world training hospital staff in how to administer the diet, because the diet must be started in the hospital. It has to be calibrated to each individual child, you know, the right amount of fat, to their weight, to their activity level. And so he hired a dietitian, and she now trains people. And another little thing that happened was, he also produced a movie called First Do No Harm, which is, of course, from the Hippocratic Oath. And Meryl Streep played a mom with a little child who she wanted to get the ketogenic diet for her little kid. And, of course, the hospital tried to keep her from doing it. It was a very sad story with a happy ending. And this is the story of the ketogenic diet. And Jim has contributed a chapter He wrote one of the intros to my book, and he also contributed his own chapter where he tells the story of Charlie. And he introduced me to two other parents who shared their stories. And every parent's story is so moving. And you know, what I love about the stories is that they're real. They're true stories. And each of the parents who write about her child, or, you know, it's mothers writing about their child and their search for the ketogenic diet, all of them say, if I had found it earlier, my child would not have problems today. You know, there is a terrible, terrible price that's paid for having years of seizures and years of anti-seizure medication. You know, the child is not, the child just has a terrible problem if they've had all this, all these drugs and all these seizures. And both of these parents and Jim also say, if we had found the diet earlier and not been stopped from getting it, our children would be in much better shape today. And his happiness is now that people know about him and they call in the very beginning, you know, with seizures are new for their child. And so they get to the diet much earlier now than Jim and the other two parents who contributed chapters to Honest Medicine. So he once told me, I can go to sleep at night now knowing that my website is up. And if you go to charliefoundation.org, you will find that he has a list of hospitals in this country. And we also have lists of hospitals throughout the world, you know, that are doing the ketogenic diet. It's quite a wonderful story. And, you know, it's a story of people who are making a difference. One man, Dr. Bernard Bahari, changed the way people see autoimmune diseases. One man, Jim Abrams, changed the way. I want to find a freelance writer who will do the story about the man who changed the face of pediatric epilepsy. Because he really did. Jim Abrams really has made it so that people are interested in the diet now because of him. So these are wonderful stories of single people who make a big difference with the treatments that they champion.
All right. Basically, do you have a website where people can get in touch with you if they'd like to?
I do. I have a website. It's called, are you surprised that it's honestmedicine.com? I seem to have co-opted the term Honest Medicine, and there you will find how to get my book. I'm sad to say that Amazon.com now has it temporarily out of stock. It's been, you know, there's been so many orders for it. So you can get it right away from Barnes & Noble. Go to honestmedicine.com, though, and there'll be links to all the sites where it is. And
well, I'll just mention that we do carry the book. We think it's an important book. We do carry it, so you can get that from our ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927.
1-800-5- I'm delighted that you're carrying it. I am so, so grateful that you really love it the way you do. I'm grateful.
Well, we really do love it. We think you did a great job. Now, there's one more treatment in there in the book, as I remember. There were four of them. What was the other one?
The other one is intravenous alpha-lipoic acid. And the reason it's not one of my favorites, one of my favorites in that the story is wonderful, and it is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But it's not as easy to get because it is an intravenous. But Dr. Bert Berkson in Las Cruces, New Mexico, is the person who discovered it. He discovered its use for liver disease. And his story is also a fascinating story because he was an intern. This is in the 70s, in the 1970s, in a huge, you know, a huge medical institution in the Midwest. And two patients came in, and they had liver poisoning from mushrooms. You know, the livers were breaking down from mushroom poisoning. And he was basically told to watch them die. That's what he was told. Just take notes, watch them die. The only thing that can save them is a transplant, and we don't have any livers to transplant into them. And Dr. Berkson said, I can't do this, you know, to himself. Just watch people die without even trying? So he called somebody he knew at the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Fred Barter, the NIH, and he said, is there anything that can regenerate a liver? And Dr. Barter says, as a matter of fact, you won't believe this. Yes. He said, we're working on intravenous alpha-lipoic acid. We're working on it for diabetic neuropathy. And it's very successful, but we've noticed that people who also have liver problems regenerated their livers from taking this. Would you like to try it? And Dr. Birx said, I'd love to. And Dr. Barter sent Dr. Birxen the intravenous, you know, the medicine, the intravenous alpha-lipoic acid. Dr. Birxen picked it up at the airport. He infused it into his patients, and they started getting better. And here's the thing. Wouldn't you think the doctors would have been excited? Well, I think you can tell from the theme, you know, what happened to me with the Silver Lawn, with my Tim. The doctors were furious. They were angry at him. They said, you used a medicine that you weren't supposed to use. He said, are you curious as to what it is? They said, no, we're not curious. We're just angry. And they told him never to do it again. And the next weekend, more people came in with liver dysfunction. He used it again. And he said, the excellent thing was, he said, I would have been fired because those people got better too. And the doctors, his superiors, were furious at him. But you know what? Fred Barter from the National Institutes of Health was very, very excited. So the NIH was sending people down, and, you know, Dr. Birxen was the center of attention, so the hospital couldn't quite fire him. And so they did a small clinical trial of 79 patients with end-stage liver disease. They gave them intravenous alpha-lipoic acid. 75 of them recovered. This is a huge victory. So Dr. Birxen said, you know, he knew that his future in organized medicine, institutional medicine, let's put it that way, he didn't see a big future for himself there because of the fact that he was so curious and he was so different, you know, from other doctors. So he decided to go out on his own. And he's been happily practicing medicine in Las Cruces, New Mexico. People come to him from all over the world. And he's found, this is a curious doctor, and he also has found that coupling the intravenous alpha-lipoic acid with oral low-dose naltrexone and dietary changes and a lot of supplements, he has found that the combination, he's found excellent results. One of the contributors to my book had pancreatic cancer, and a combination of low-dose naltrexone and intravenous alpha-lipoic acid gave him an extra 10 years of life. The end-stage liver disease, I just spoke with somebody today whose wife has end-stage liver disease from cirrhosis, and I'm hoping that they will take her to Dr. Birxen because he's had wonderful, wonderful results with a lot of illnesses with this combination treatment.
But so, is anybody else using this treatment besides, you know, himself?
Several are, and I may be conservative in some ways. I know I don't sound conservative, but unless I know, you know, unless I can talk to these doctors and find out if they have good results and all of that, I only recommend him, it's sort of like I know that some people, a few of his patients, Dr. Birxen's patients, have said, you know, traveling to Las Cruces is difficult for them. So they went to a local doctor. And some, you know, if it's not done correctly, don't forget this is an infusion, they have had some bad side effects. Never with Dr. Birxen. He's the champ. I hope, and I'm going to say this aloud, and I hope that people are listening who will say this, I want him to be hired by, you know, some groups that will have him train other doctors to do this and give CME credit to them, you know, because they need to have supervision in how to do it because, you know, there are certain ways, certain amounts, you know, you do it differently for different patients. So I'm hoping that now that he's getting older, you know, he will become an educator and educate other doctors on how to do it.
Well, now you're writing a new book. Do you have some other specific treatments that you're going to be including in the new book?
The new book is going to be totally about low-dose naltrexone. It's going to be an honest medicine book about low-dose naltrexone for several different conditions. And I see as another book in my future, a book on the ketogenic diet because it's now being worked on. There was a symposium on the ketogenic diet recently in the Chicago area, and there were doctors from all over the world talking about the ketogenic diet for different illnesses. There's a Dr. Thomas Seyfried, who has worked on it for glioblastomas, which is, you know, the grade 4 brain tumor. And they're finding very, very good results. They're doing studies now with it on ALS, you know, Lou Gehrig's disease. And so I'm very, very curious. Right now, I don't have enough success stories to include in a book, but I think in a few years we will. And this is the kind of treatment that I'm interested in writing about, you know, to get people to know about treatments that their doctor won't tell them about for very, very serious conditions, you know, not for very non-serious conditions, but all of these treatments are for different treatments that different conditions that you die from if you don't get, you know, if you don't find a good treatment. And these are wonderful treatments.
Well, I think in most instances, the doctors really don't believe in them because, of course, they're not talked about at medical meetings or certainly enough written about in medical journals. And that is where most doctors get their information. If they didn't get it in medical school, why, of course, they're really dependent upon the people that they come in contact with. And if there seems to be an organized effort to suppress information, then the average doctor, it's not because he doesn't want to know, but because he just finds it's difficult to believe there could be things out there that would benefit his patients that are not being talked about. But I really fear this is the case. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Our guest, Julia Shopik, her book, Honest Medicine, available from Radio Liberty. We'll tell you how to get it in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountain, from the prairie.
This is Dr. Stan. Julia, thank you so very much for being with us. We look forward to having you back with us once again. And as soon as your new book's finished, we hope you'll get us a copy.
You know I will. You're going to be one of the first. And thank you for carrying Honest Medicine. I really, really am grateful to you.
God bless you. Good night, Julia. Thank
God
you
bless
so much.
You.
And of course, that was Julia Schopick, her book, Honest Medicine. We do carry because we think the message is important. And basically, these treatments have helped many, many people who have these diseases, which are certainly not responding to what they're traditionally be given by their doctor. And it's not because their doctor doesn't care. It's because the doctor doesn't know. Because there is, and I hate to say this, but there is an organized effort to conceal certain effective treatments from the doctors across America. Now, basically, when I say that, people sort of look askance. But all you need to do is certainly hear my talk on population control, the secret agenda. Population control, the secret agenda. I will tell you that the California Medical Association and medical associations all across America are encouraged the water fluoridation. Oh, because, of course, it's supposed to cut down on caries in children. Actually, water fluoridation has an effect on the mind, lowers the IQ. Basically, water fluoridation promotes cancer. Water fluoridation suddenly suppresses the immune system. Water fluoridation suddenly lowers the fertility rates. They know this, certainly in the instance of the blacks. If you have heard me talk about Robert Masters' work, why, of course, it contributes to criminal activity because, of course, using hydrofluosilicic acid, which they use in 90% of the communities where water is fluoridated. Why the incidence of the level of lead and lead encephalopathy in the blacks is phenomenal, and you can definitely correlate it with the local incidence of criminal activity and the number of blacks going to prison for criminal activity from those areas compared with the areas they don't do that. And the average doctor has no idea. You need to get my talk. It's called Fluoride, the Hidden Agenda. And you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. Fluoride, the Hidden Agenda, or the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get my talks on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, and Population Control, the Secret Agenda. You need to get our 4-tape set on population control, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we really hope that you'll want to get this information and want to help us get the information out to people across America and to the doctors as well. The doctors really want to do what's right. I honestly believe that, having been part of the medical profession for so many years. But there is an organized, orchestrated effort to conceal the truth about so much of what's going on today. And if you haven't, as I said, heard my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, and there's a syllabus that goes with that, or Population Control, the Secret Agenda, you need to get this so that you can better understand why suddenly Julia Schopick would have write a book about Honest Medicine, about treatments which the doctors don't know about. Part of this could be simply accidental, but I suspect a lot of it is intentional. There really are evil and wicked people out there who have a different agenda because they worship a different God. And if that sounds like sort of a ridiculous statement to make, let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And basically, it'll give you the information, the background of what is really going on today. The information you're not going to get from other sources. And if you don't want to put out the money for it, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down, certainly, and the videos there are DVDs. And you'll come to the first one. It's called Brotherhood of Darkness. You can watch it if you can suddenly stand watching me talk for 2 hours. It'll give you the information you're not going to be able to get elsewhere. And that's at RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we want to mention that my ministry, RadioLiberty.com, is primarily listener-supported. We do need your financial help. And you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can buy our books and DVDs and CDs. Certainly, you can get our health products and you can find out about them at our website. But all of this contributes to our financing, what we do. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
A land that's free. Let us fall. Be grateful for a land so fair. from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, wide with hope. Oh, beautiful for space.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And we'd hope to have Brad Dacus on with us, but right now, hopefully, it looks like Brad's going to be with us in just a moment or two. But Brad certainly has a program here in California, where he actually provides legal support for people who are trying to get issues having to do with social issues, having to do with Christianity, suddenly settled. Basically, there is an organized effort by people who hate Christianity, who hate suddenly anything that is moral and upright. And of course, they will harass people, they will attack people, they will attack schools that are trying to do the right thing. They will attack individuals who are coming forward, who talked about what's going on. And Brad has a stable of attorneys who work with him. He'll tell you, I think there's close to 1,000 attorneys here in California and throughout the country that are willing to work certainly to help people. Now, they're not going to take litigation cases, but they are going to defend Christians who are under attack today. And I've known Brad, I guess, going back probably close to 20 years. And I knew him, but certainly before he even had the organization, Pacific Justice Foundation. But he organized this when John Whitehead pulled his organization out of California. Brad had worked with John Whitehead. And so he set up this organization on his own. It was hard sledding, but it was certainly through the years he's been able to survive. Barbara and I support their ministry. We think they do a great job. And we hope, of course, they're going to continue doing a great job. We ask Brad to come on from time to time just to bring it up to date with the issues and the things that are being done today to prosecute Christians. Now, what most people don't understand is there are probably tens of thousands of Christians who are being killed every single year throughout the world, simply because of their religious faith in other countries. Here in America, they don't necessarily kill them, but they do certainly bring them under tremendous legal pressure. And everything certainly having to do with righteousness and morality is certainly up for attack today. Because there really are evil and wicked people out there who have an intense hatred for our way of life. They're dedicated to a one-world government, a one-world financial system, but they also want to destroy Christianity. And that is why they've effectively changed both the music and the message of the Christian church. And right now, let's go to Brad Dacus. Hi, Brad. How are we doing?
Oh, just great, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you just give us, our listeners out there, a little of the background of the Pacific Justice Institute and what you do?
Oh, certainly. We at the Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit, 501c3 legal organization specializing in defending faith, family, and freedom. And we handle more case matters on the West Coast than any other organization of our kind. Doing this work. We have five offices, and we have the largest attorney team of its kind on the West Coast, really having a real impact. And of course, we handle cases all across the country as well, where other organizations don't want to help. We step in, and we work hard to make sure that no one's left on the side of the road.
Well, no, basically, what sort of cases would these be?
Like, for example, churches that are told they can't build, can't grow, or be prevented out of a community. We step up to the plate and we defend them without charge.
And basically, is there a conscious effort many times in planning commissions to block the construction or enlargement of churches?
No, there certainly is. is city planning commissions aren't the same as they used to be, that's for sure. That's where we step in to go.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Brad Dacus.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Dan, and certainly one of the things that Brad Dacus and the Pacific Justice Institute are doing is trying to address the new legislation that is going to go into effect very, very shortly, having to do with our schools. And if you have a child in school, let's say you have a daughter in school, and basically she's in grammar school or junior high or certainly high school, and suddenly there's a boy who thinks that he's really a girl. He wants then the right to shower in her shower room, to have certainly lockers there to dress in the girls' room, because he feels like he's a girl rather than being a boy. And this is the legislation, and this is going to be brought about, certainly. What does that law actually go into effect, Brad?
In a matter of days. It goes into effect January 1st.
Goes into effect on January 1st. Well, what Brad and Pacific Justice Institute has done is go out and gather something like 619,000 signatures on petitions, and they're going to simply, once those are validated, they're going to put that on the ballot, and that will hold off simply the implementation of the law, and hopefully the people of California will have the good sense to say, it doesn't matter if a boy thinks he's a girl. He can do whatever he wants to, but he doesn't have a right to be in her bathroom. He doesn't have a right to be in her shower. This is madness. I don't think the average individual has any idea what's really going on or the degree of depravity that exists in Sacramento within the state legislature. And as Brad has said, as they were circulating the petitions, first of all, they got the conspiracy of silence from the controlled media. So many people said, well, I I couldn't sign that. That couldn't be true. That couldn't be going on in California. And the amazing things that it is, and the fact that most people in the listening audience haven't heard of it, is simply a reflection of the degree of depravity that exists today and the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Brad, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And that must be a pretty expensive proposition to get those petitions signed, isn't it, Brad? How does your manage to do it?
Well, you know, about two-thirds of those signatures were the result of volunteers who simply just knocked on the doors, stood in front of grocery stores, had them on a table at their church. That's how about two-thirds of the signatures were gathered, just through volunteers, which is really unusual to be able to do that such a broad scale. And then, of course, one-third is with paid signature gatherers. Usually, the overwhelming majority of the signatures gathered for something like this is paid signature gatherers, because there's just so many required. But it was a huge grassroots effort, and so many people got involved to really make a difference.
How did you get the churches to, did you approach the churches personally, or how did you manage to get to the churches and suddenly get this thing organized?
Well, there was a number of volunteers who would call churches and to make a difference. In fact, many of them came from Pastor Jack Hibbs' church, the Calvary Chapel Church in Southern California. And he had people in his church get together and got on the phones and called the pastors and challenged them to have the petitions. And the good news is so many, such a large number of them said yes. And because of that, we now have a good chance of having this thing halted. Now, they're still being counted. And it looks like we at Pacific Justice Institute are going to be, filing a lawsuit in a few days, because unfortunately, the state of California, the state Secretary of State's office, has made some real unfortunate attempts to try to disqualify valid signatures from being counted, and that is an atrocity, and so we're not going to stand by for that, and we're going to challenge that.
All right. Well, fortunately, of course, you have the legal background, the legal facilities to do that. And it would be so much more difficult for the average individual who did not have certainly a Pacific Justice Foundation behind them to be able to bring an initiative on this. But, certainly this is so ridiculous. I mean, most people, I'm sure, as you point out, would say that couldn't be true.
You're right. And they are in there's a lot of denial. I mean, you think in a civilized society, allowing, a boy to go into the girls' bathroom and the girls' locker room and the girls' shower and just, be naked with the opposite sex. It's just unheard of. It's almost, you don't even want to talk about it. But it is going to happen. And it's what the law mandates. Some people say, well, I'm sure that they'll provide a separate place for them to dress and change and shower. Well, that's not what the law says. The law says that they have a right to go in and use it. Many people say, well, I'm sure the parents though will be brought in and the counselor and the psychologist. No, this law says what they say is irrelevant. It's what the teacher says is irrelevant. It's simply what that little child says that they feel that day. And if they say they feel that way, the law protects them to have that prerogative to use the opposite sex's facilities.
Well, I would hope that this would awaken a lot of people to the degree of depravity that exists at every level of our society, but specifically in the state legislature. If the state legislators will vote for this, they'll vote for anything that is depraved. What are some of the other things that you're dealing with at the present time, Brad?
Well, we're also actively involved challenging SB 1172. This is it is law in California, and this is a new law that says that prohibits anyone under the age of 18 from being able to get any counseling when they're struggling with same-sex attraction, and where the counseling in any way steers them away or is intended to steer them away from their same-sex attraction or same-sex sexual conduct. Conduct is also in there. And of course, this is outrageous when you're talking about, you know, a young teenager who wants, who has a struggle, who wants this counseling, who wants counseling that, that parallels their beliefs and their values and their convictions, and they want to be set free from this, these thoughts and feelings. They want to understand these thoughts and feelings, and particularly for early adolescents, where you know, these kind of confusion is and fluidity is fairly common. You know, to say that they can't have counseling, they can only have counseling that will simply affirm where they are and when they have those feelings. That's very disheartening for so many who so that, you know, in order to get the counseling now, they have to leave the state of California and go somewhere else, like Nevada, Arizona, Oregon, or Texas, or somewhere else. And we're challenging that. We got a federal judge to grant an injunction against it, and then it was appealed. The Ninth Circuit reversed it, and now we are petitioning for en banc for the broader Ninth Circuit to take up the case and rehear the case. And that's where we're at right now. We at Pacific Justice, this is very important, once again, for the protection of children and young adults.
And basically, why would anybody want to prevent them from having the counseling? But because basically what this is a pro-homosexual to encourage homosexuality in children who otherwise might very well be able to get their lives and their thought process straightened out. Would you take this to the Supreme Court if you have to?
Oh, but without a doubt, without question, we are planning on doing that. If the Ninth Circuit doesn't take it on en banc, or if they come down with a decision that's not favorable when the broader Ninth Circuit reviews it en banc, we will definitely take it to the Supreme Court. And this is a case I think has a really good chance of being taken up by the Supreme Court because it is a direct affront to so many rights, including the free speech rights and the ability for young people to get the kind of professional counseling that they feel is best for them, that their parents may feel is best for them, that the psychologist feels is best for them, and really meets their needs and addresses why they particularly have a feeling. There's many reasons why young people also have these feelings. Some were sexually abused as a child. Others didn't have a good, healthy bonding relationship with their father, affirming relationship with their dad, both for boys and girls. There's a number of, a host of reasons. And they deserve the kind of counseling that they need to address their personal and individual issues.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment for our guest, Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, this is incredible that these things are going on, but you're not going to hear about this, certainly through your local newspapers. Why? Well, here in Santa Cruz, where I live, in Watsonville, in San Jose, they're all owned by a fellow named Bill Gates. And Bill Gates has an agenda. And most people don't even know that locally, that suddenly the media here is controlled, and suddenly anything having to do with moral issues will certainly be always coming on the wrong side. Let's go to Sandy, who's calling us from Yakima, Washington. Hi, certainly, Sandy, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I had a comment, Dr. Stan, for your guest. In the state of Washington, at the Evergreen State College, a man went into the women's locker room and sat down and exposed himself. And when the police were called, they did not arrest him.
Well, I mean, that just goes to show the depravity of your local police.
Yeah.
And you've got a real problem up there, Sandy. And basically what we need is more people understanding what's going on. And hopefully they'll help us get the information out. But basically we've been taken over by evil and wicked people. And when you understand that, it really all makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, also, this is a classic example of where we're headed as a country with this kind of legislation. What she just said, I can see that happening because the laws are being redrafted to say your gender is not what your biology clearly says it is, but they say your gender is what you personally feel it is. Well, that opens the door for atrocious things, hideous things like that happened up there at Evergreen, up there in Oregon.
And I really think, Sandy, God is going to take this. God is going to bring retribution on this country. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice isn't going to sleep forever. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Yes, well, this came out before. I don't remember exactly how many years ago it was. It was defeated, but this time it was not.
Right. Oh, this is state legislature then.
Pardon me?
This is a state law that you're speaking of.
I'm not sure, Dr. Stan.
Yes.
Okay, fine. God bless and thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
And certainly Barbara called in talking about the absurdity of having boys who say, well, I think I'm a girl, or I feel like a girl, I'd like to be a girl. Now they're going to be able, as of the first of the next year, you go into the girls' bathroom, to go into the girls' locker room, and go into the girls' shower, and basically shower with them. Now, basically, because of Brad and the Pacific Justice Institute, hopefully they're going to be able to block this. They have conducted over 619,000 5,000 signatures to put a petition on the ballot. That has been totally suppressed by the controlled media. You're not hearing about it. You're not hearing it discussed in most of your churches. Most people don't even understand this law would be going into effect then 1st of January if it were not for Brad's effort and for the Pacific Justice Institute. Having those petitions submitted, and apparently a federal judge, has given a temporary restraining order. However, certainly a group from the Ninth Circuit Court has overruled that federal judge. Apparently, they're going to try then to get it before the entire Ninth Circuit Court, and if not there, they're going to go on to the Supreme Court. But of course, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that you're not hearing this discussed on ABC, CBS, and NBC simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Barbara, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
I just want to thank Brad and God bless you for everything that you're doing. And I hope that people will support your efforts because it's so important.
Well, Barbara, thank you. And I just encourage people like you who do believe what we're doing, if you could go to our website, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. You can sign up there to get our press releases, our email updates, and our newsletters, and we really greatly appreciate your heart and your being behind our work. Thank you very much.
And I would just comment that this, Barbara, happens to be my wife, Barbara, and we do support Brad. We send him contributions because we believe in what they're doing. We've known Brad for many years, and he does a wonderful, wonderful job. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you're out there. How do you feel about the fact that in California, the legislature passed legislation to force schools, not to let them, but to force schools to allow children, boys who thought they were girls, to go into the girls' showers, to go into their dressing rooms, to go into the locker rooms. Brad, some of the other issues that we have before us today?
Oh, certainly. Something just recently that popped up, and in fact, I was on the Neil Cavuto show earlier today discussing it on Fox News. It's involving a lady who works for Santa Clara County, San Jose, California, but for the Santa Clara County, and she's been there 20 years. Dr. Stan, and yet she was in a conversation with someone, and Obamacare came up, and she said how she heard on how Kaiser Permanente was announced that there were going to be a large number of people without health insurance because of this, and she said what a shame that is. Well, it's a very, very liberal working environment. Employees there had Obama buttons, and just very, very pro Obama, Obamacare, pro Obama. Well, an employee overheard her, reported her. They took her in and they said, what you said was offensive to someone, and you are to be silent when it comes to any criticism of Obamacare while you're at work. I mean, that is that may be fine for Castro's Cuba or for the former Soviet Union, where you have to, if you're an employee for the government, you have to only say positive things about your government or about your administration. But that's not the United States of America. And so we at Pacific Justice Institute, on her behalf, have sent a demand letter to the county, and we're expecting a response from the county hopefully by the end of this week, and then we'll decide legally where we go from there.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Josh calling from Spokane. Hi, Josh. Question or comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the thing that you were saying earlier about the kids being able to go into the opposite sex bathroom. Just horrible what the public school system and the government is doing to our kids. I'm a father myself, and I have a little girl that's not in public school yet, but just can't stress enough how much we need to start protecting our kids. And I was actually reading an article the other day. I wasn't sure if you guys have heard about this yet. But there are some psychologists around the country and in Canada that are trying to prove pedophilia as a sexual orientation, almost up to the same level as as homosexuality is.
Josh, we live in a world gone mad. We live in a world that's depraved. We live in a world that is satanically dominated. And unless we speak out and point out that this is not happening by accident, these people know exactly what they're doing, and right. they want to destroy Christian civilization. There's only a small number of them, but they're dedicated. And they have the help of the people in our court systems, and even people on our U.S. Supreme Court. Anything else you want to say before we let you go? Hold that thought.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or out across America, sort of here in California, Hawaii, and the Central Coast of California. You can call us at the city of the 464-8295. That's 464-8295. Our guest is Brad Dacus. And Brad, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization, how they can get your material, and how they can support you financially, as Barbara and I do?
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Stanley. It's really easy to get a hold of us. Just go to our website, which is pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. And in fact, we have a campaign. It's a matching gift campaign that was just kicked off today. Up to $70,000 is a matching gift campaign. And so if people would like to support or to sign on to support our work, it'll be matched. In fact, if they make a monthly pledge, the entire 12 months will be matched as well. So that's an exciting opportunity to help. And if you need assistance, there's a place there where you can request assistance. And if you're interested in having myself or one of our other people come and address your group or your church, we'd love to do that. We do all our work speaking. I do all my speaking without charge. And that's a wonderful opportunity. I'd love to take advantage of when we can.
Well, I can remember, of course, when Brad started this. I remember when he was working for John Whitehead, when John Whitehead had it as part of his organization here in California, and John pulled out, Brad stayed on and formed his own organization. So how many years has that been, Brad, that you've been had Pacific Justice Institute?
Well, I opened it, we began it in June of 1997.
June of 1997, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, the things that are taking place now, Dr. Stanley, are such that, I mean, I would not have dreamed or imagined, not even conceived back then. I knew where things were headed in a hideous direction. But I will say this, because these things are so hideous and so outrageous, and we didn't even talk about the pending legislation that will take away the state tax and status of every nonprofit youth organization in California. Well, it's a pending new law. It's going to be voted on next year in California. And if California passes it, other states will copy, I'm sure. But what it will do is it will take away the state tax-exempt status from all nonprofit youth organizations, including the Boy Scouts, Special Olympics, but also Awanas, Youth for Christ, Young Life. Completely take away the state tax-exempt status unless they're willing to hire homosexuals or transsexual youth leaders. This is an egregious violation of their freedom of association, of their free exercise of religion, freedom of conscience. And yet that is what is being pushed very aggressively right now in the state of California. We're fighting that at the legislative level. But things like that and the anti-counseling legislation and the co-ed bathrooms, lockers, showers, things like that were incomprehensible just a number of years ago. And yet I will say that because they are so hideous, if we are successful in stopping them, particularly in the court, I think we could set some really good case law precedent to protect other states around the country and in the future. And that's what we're working hard to do.
Well, I congratulate you for all you do. Now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Dick calling from Capitola. Dick, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I'm an ordained minister, have been for years, and you're probably bracing for an avalanche of different things involving ministers and even churches, as well as I am involved with some nonprofit ministries as well, of course, and there seem to be all kinds of things coming down the pike, everything from ministers about to lose their ability to designate a housing allowance and tax preferences, which people have mixed emotions about anyway. But what are you? Not to take this in a huge different direction at all, but are you seeing focusing on specific things involving either ministers or churches?
Oh, yes, yeah, that's a classic, what you just mentioned, and the attack on housing allowances and being able for churches to be able to provide housing allowances to pastors without having, to be taxed on it. I think that's part of providing housing without being taxed on it. This was brought as a lawsuit originally in the Ninth Circuit. And we at the Pacific Justice Institute stepped in, and we directly challenged it, and we were litigating it head-to-head with this organization that's an atheist group. They went ahead and pulled out. We defeated them, effectively, and then up in the Ninth Circuit. And then they refiled in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, I think in Wisconsin. And the lower court, Federal District Court, ruled, against this protection for churches with regard to this tax on housing allowance. And so the churches right now are directly threatened, and now it's being appealed to the circuit court. And there's a very good chance that'll be taken up by the U.S. Supreme Court before everything's all said and done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine in an increasingly secular country, and environment, these kind of things are going to be questioned and just kind of overturned one at a time, don't you think?
That's the attempt. A lot of it is going to depend on who's sitting on the Supreme Court, frankly. Let's just hope and pray for the health of those on the Supreme Court who believe in original intent and strict interpretation of the Constitution as our founding fathers intended to be interpreted. Right now we have four justices who believe the Constitution can be whatever they feel it should be to meet the social new viewpoints of the day. Of course, that's not the right way the Constitution should be treated, but we're just one Supreme Court justice away from that dominating, which would be very, very dangerous to our freedom and our liberties for generations to come. So pray for the health of of those five members of the Supreme Court that believe in original intent.
Well, we're so glad that you're there, the Pacific Justice Institute and all those, because it does say that God will raise up the standard when the enemy comes in like a flood. So thanks, and God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Well, thanks very much for calling,
Dick.
Okay, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And a caller just called in and asked, what's the time frame for the transgender legislation? What's the time frame for the transgender legislation? And how long will it be to wind its way through the courts? Will it be implemented in the meantime? I think we answered that before, but let's go ahead and answer it again because somebody out there wonders about it. And once again, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So what's the time frame? Will this be implemented while it's going through the courts? Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, it will be implemented. It will start going to effect January 1st unless we have enough signatures validated by the state of California and the petitions to have it go on the ballot, in which case it'll be prevented from going into effect on January 1st, that'd be fantastic. If that is not the case, then we will be challenging it and trying to get an injunction against it once we have the first victim, if you will, the first girl in junior high who is visually violated because of this law or worse. So we don't want to have to wait for that. We hope we'll get enough validated signatures to halt it and go into effect that way instead.
But now, how long is it going to take them to count those ballots? We've only got about 20 days before we come to the 1st of January.
Right. They're dragging it on. This is another tactic that we believe the California Secretary of State is doing and the county really delaying and dragging. And that's one reason why we're going to have to go in to litigate. You know, something that came up, I'll explain this to the audience. You know, one of the counties, Tulare County, we had a deadline we had to deliver the petitions by, is by the 90th day after we filed for this. So we had 90 days to get the signatures. So on day 88, not day 90, day 88, it was a Friday, we had Federal Express deliver the petitions, the signed petitions, for Tulare County to the county clerk's office. The county clerk's office decided that day to close early, not 5 minutes early, not 10 minutes early. They closed when the Federal Express arrived at 2:30. They had already shut the office down, locked the doors to prevent them from being able to receive the petition. And so then the state, Secretary of State's office says, they didn't get them till Tuesday, of next week, so therefore we're not going to receive them. And the only reason was because they shut the office down early, we believe deliberately and obviously to avoid having those signatures validated and accepted, which is tyrannical, it's barbaric. There's no place for that in the kind of country we live in. And that's a slap in the face for every voter who believes in the system and took the time to sign that petition.
Well, but we're not dealing with people who believe in honesty and integrity. We're dealing with depravity, organized depravity. And until people understand there really is organized evil in our society, much of what's going on doesn't make sense. Let's go to Jake calling us from the great state of Washington. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Jake. You have a question or comment?
I actually had a question. What my question is, and I might have missed this in the beginning part of the show, but wasn't there similar with this transgender issue at a school in Massachusetts? What happened with that legislation?
A school in Massachusetts, as far as legislation, there was pending legislation to possibly make this in all public restrooms in Massachusetts. I don't think that passed as far as for adults. The sad thing about this legislation is that it's for children in public schools where parents aren't around and you deal with the most vulnerable of kids as far as the mental and emotional impact of being visually violated and forced to strip and be naked in front of the opposite sex. It's something that we haven't even heard of except in historically and maybe, you know, camps, you know, war camps or something. So it's really hideous what's going on, this legislation. I've heard of others and, you know, try to have it for public restrooms, you know, where you have adults involved, adults, you know, choosing to walk across the street, go somewhere else. But public schools, we're dealing, like I say, with bathrooms. You don't have the kids being able necessarily to go, you know, just anywhere. And they also have, you know, just one locker room, one set of showers.
And that's why we should shut down our public schools. I really believe that. Anything else, Jake?
Nope, that's it. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jake. I appreciate it. Feel free to go to our website, pacificjustice.org, to get our case updates. We'd love to get those to you. Thank you for calling in.
We're talking about organized depravity, Jake, and God is not going to be mocked. Thank you so much. Let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Hi, okay. You had a guest on earlier on shortwave talking about population. And at the end of the program, I wanted to call, but there wasn't enough time.
Okay, that was my interview with Stephen Mosier this afternoon. Go right ahead.
This might be related. I wish more Christians would become aware of the gay agenda's demonic origin. They just don't understand how demonic and really horribly evil it can become. But I have a question. Is there any evidence that population control special interests fund the gay marriage plaintiffs and go like from state to state frustrating popular will?
If you read some of the things I wrote a long time ago, Bruce, you'll find out that the people who are pushing population control pushed homosexuality because they don't marry and they die young. And that is,
well, I'm just wondering about
that documentation.
I'm wondering about the gay marriage in particular. They seem to come out of the woodwork and have all kinds of funding. Could Soros or Gates be behind the funding or fund the people who directly fund them, like the GLAAD organization?
GLAAD, you have any thoughts on this at all?
Yeah, I do know that Soros has been very supportive of this movement, unfortunately, and he's very well endowed, very wealthy individual, and he has in fact has supported this movement, and that's the most unfortunate. And I have heard as one of the policy arguments supporting homosexual marriage has been, in fact, population control. And I think it's a very sick and very demented perspective when you instead look at the value and the preciousness of a family and with children. It's a great thing, and it's a wonderful gift from God that should not be overtly depleted, as some would like to have happen.
And let me tell you, Bruce, that the people who push population control encourage homosexuality. Why? Because homosexuals die on average 20 years younger than their counterparts who are heterosexual. One out of every three lesbians is going to get breast cancer. They know all of these things. They're actively suppressing it because they hate homosexuality. And these are the people who are funding it and financing it. Anything else, Bruce?
As bad, or maybe even worse, is that our judges must certainly know this, and yet they rule as if there is no ulterior motive. You know, if it's all freedom to marry, you know, and they know there's ulterior motives behind it, and they don't seem to care.
Well, that is because they themselves are depraved, and that is why they're on the bench. And I wish we had an honest legal system. And until we have people who fear God and basically believe that there is judgment for what they do on this earth, well, we're going to have corrupt judges. Only when those will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. And I fear that we are going to be ruled by tyrants very shortly. Anything else, Bruce, before we let you go?
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Okay, fine. We've got Barbara calling again. Hi, Barbara. How are we doing? Got parting thoughts?
Oh, it's a wonderful program. I was just interested. The thoughts came to my mind when we were over in Europe, and I especially in France, so they had we would stop at various areas that would have bathrooms. And they were, you know, united. But they were all separated to the fact that everything was enclosed. There was no area that was open to other people, male or female. It was hard to get used to do it, but when suddenly you realize that it was kind of saving maybe money or whatever, but it was still, they were separating the male from the female. And it made, you know, it became more, you know, able to get used to, as opposed to what is going on in the school of today, which never should happen.
What we're talking about is organized depravity, and when
it
you
is.
Understand that, we're in real trouble.
Yeah, I mean,
God bless,
thank
Barbara.
Thank
you. Okay. Suddenly our guest has been Brad Dacus. Brad, once again, what's your address? People can get in touch with you.
You bet. The address is, the best way is pacificjustice.org. PacificJustice.org, and they can sign up to get our press releases and also support us through our website.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, the this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the program with Brad Dacus. And we've known Brad ever since before he organized a Pacific Justice Institute back there in 1997. And basically, Barbara and I do support him. And we certainly hope that you'll give serious consideration at the end of the year to sending a gift to him. Of course, we do hope that many of you will remember that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And without your help and your support, why, we wouldn't certainly be able to do what we do. If you have anybody that you know who would like to advertise with Radio Liberty, or you have any suggestions for us, don't be bashful. You can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, because we do have suddenly a few advertisers, and I will tell you the people who advertise with us are very happy. Many of them have been with us for many years because they get a tremendous response year after year because of the people who listen to our program and their loyalty to certainly the people that we suggest. So then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you can do that by suddenly subscribing to our newsletter. You can do that by joining the Radio Liberty family, and then you'll get our four best tapes or CDs in a month, and plus our newsletter. Certainly you can get our DVDs, you can get our tape sets, you can get our books that we offer, and you can get a list of them certainly at our website, RadioLiberty.com. Or if you'd like a free catalog, we'll be glad to send one along. And anything you get there, of course, any profit goes directly into maintaining our network of stations across America. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We bring people the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And what a unique opportunity it is to be part of this effort to educate the American people. There's a growing effort. Fortunately, we have the internet, so you can check everything I say and determine if I'm telling you the truth. But if you do check it, you'll find that the information you're getting here is the information that's being actively suppressed by the media, because the media in America is controlled. Our banking system is controlled. The six major banks control over 50% of all the financial assets in America. And all of these banks tie into the CFR and Trilateral Commission. That's J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. And just the six major corporations control 90% of the major media outlets in America, or interlock with the people who carry them, who actually control them. And they largely then determine what the American people read, hear, and see. And the reason you're not hearing about the things you hear on Radio Liberty is because there is a control, an organized, coordinated effort to control what the American people hear and read and see, and ultimately what the American people believe. Well, we do hope, certainly, that you'll give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family. If just if you're not in a position to join the family, we ask you to pray for our ministry, because this is a spiritual battle. And I know some people out there having real financial problems, and we will covet your prayers, we'll covet your donations. But if you're unable to donate, please pray for Radio Liberty. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to telling others about our program. And it's amazing how often we'll get a letter from somebody that tells us that one of their relatives had told them to start listening to Radio Liberty, and how Radio Liberty had changed their life, had changed their whole outlook. And hopefully, of course, our programs will bring some people into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because that is the ultimate goal. And basically, this is a ministry. Although we talk about what's going on, we try to educate you as to the demonic forces that are out there. In the final analysis, if we can bring you into a personal relationship with our Lord, then we've accomplished certainly everything that I hope to do. And it's not whether we win or lose or not, but it's how we can alter and affect the lives of the people out there in the listening audience. So basically, if you can get your friends to listen, they may start out thinking that we're crazy. Before long, they're going to be afraid that we're not crazy. And they're going to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. grateful.